Some clerical health staff will earn $20,000 more a year to rectify years of being underpaid. District health boards have reached a gender pay settlement with 10,000 administration staff, 90% of whom are women. This is the first pay equity settlement under the new Equal Pay Act. PSA union delegates and affected workers Nancy McShane and Nia Bartley are with us. Kia ora korua.
Ata marie.
Buena.
Nancy, if I can start with you, what does this mean to you?
Oh, this is huge for me. I've been fighting for 13 years to try and improve the poverty wages of administration staff in our hospitals, and particularly for the women of Canterbury that I represent. This is very significant, very significant.
And Nia, what's your take on it?
Oh, it's long overdue. It should have happened yesterday. You know, the Equal Pay Act only came in almost 50 years ago. So better late than never. But I'm thinking also of not only our current workers, but also those who've passed on before this tremendous, you know, event took place. And it is just going to be so life-changing for a lot of our workers now and going forward.
Just outline for us, Nancy, the situation that you could see workers were in. Why was it that they were being paid so poorly?
Well, if I could go back to the last time we had a national government in power, at that time, well, actually before that, when we had the last Labor government in power, Labor acknowledged then that administration staff in our hospitals were significantly underpaid, and they put through a massive pay jolt, which was processed region by region, and the South Island was the last region that was supposed to receive those increases, and unfortunately, the election occurred before that could go through, and Labor lost the election, and when the national government came into power, they decided not to pay those increases out. So the women that I represent from the South Island did not receive the pay jolt they should have, and have since then been paid significantly less than their North Island counterparts. So I've been fighting ever since then to try and change that, as have many other women delegates in our union who are in administration work.
Nia, how tricky is it to work out something like this and to land in the right place?
Sorry? How
tricky is it to work this kind of thing out and get it right?
Well, it's obviously been more complex than, you know, raising the levels. It's been a long, hard journey. Nancy can attest to that, and the many other unionists, union members, advocates and allies. I think what's really important with the fact that this has actually taken place is it is a step towards restoring the mana, the dignity that a lot of the workers have suffered as a result of this. So going forward, this is a big step in actually righting what a lot of workers have been, you know, underpaid for a long period of time, because especially in the health sector, it's not just doctors and nurses, you know. Admin workers and clerical workers are actually an integral part of the health system. Doctors aren't booking the appointments, you know. It's the admin workers who are doing all of this. They're checking in the patients that are coming in. So, you know, we need to demystify this perception out there that the admin and clerical workers are not important workers.
Nancy, coming back to you, how important is it that people are properly valued? What does it mean?
Well, really, I think it's an issue for public safety. And the thing I'd like to impress upon your listeners is that, as Nia has stated, doctors and nurses are extremely important within our health service, and it is extremely important that the public support them. But equally, there are a number of highly feminised roles in our health system that are largely invisible to the public. You know, administration is one of them. I look at our allied and technical colleagues who are striking at the moment. There's a range of highly feminised roles there, which are also highly critical. You take the classic example of an operation. People understand that a surgeon is a very important person to have on board and to support, you know, if you need an operation. What they don't understand is that that operation will not go ahead unless an administrator first books it. It will not go ahead if a cleaner does not first clean the theatre the operation takes place in. It will not go ahead if a sterile technician does not sterilise the instruments that are used to do that operation. All of these roles interrelate and impact on each other, and, you know, the loss of any one of them can significantly hurt the welfare of the public, you know, and put lives at risk. So we really need the public to understand and support all these highly feminised roles that are in our health system.
And Nia, the change that comes to workers for getting this recognition, are you able to give us a sense of that?
Change. This is life-changing. You know, we've got workers now who are working not just this one job, they're working multiple jobs because they haven't been able to make ends meet. The high cost of living hasn't helped with regards to this, but this is going to help where workers will now be able to spend more time with their families. And, you know, just getting back to what Nancy mentioned with regards to our allied staff, you know, I've got a relative who was due to have a major operation, had to be postponed naturally because of the strike action. But I made her understand that it had to be because we had crucial staff, you know, our sterile technicians, who are actually not being valued at present, you know. And also, too, we shouldn't be we've been made to feel guilty for years of actually wanting what's actually duly ours. This is our right to be paid what we're worth, and we haven't been paid what we're worth.
Indeed. Look, thank you very much, Nia Bartley there and Nancy McShane.